If you're just jumping in your car and have not heard the sad news, Jim Vance, 45 years with Channel 4, most of those years as the main anchor, has passed away at the age of 75. Tom and I are sick about this. I didn't know him well. I interviewed him once, met him a couple of times, but watched him most of my life. I mean, I was in middle school, I think, when he began at Channel 4, and I've always watched Channel 4 and watched him and admired his work. Carol Maloney, our friend, sports anchor at News Channel 4, is with us now and spent many nights on the set. Carol is one of the happiest people I know in my life. And as you can hear, this is obviously a very sad morning for you. Carol, we were surprised to hear this because we had heard that Jim had been sick, but we didn't know how sick. Were you aware of how sick he had been?
Shoot, why am I doing this? I'm sorry. I knew I shouldn't. I'm so sorry, Andy.
It's okay.
That's okay, Carol. Maybe.
Hold on. One second. I got it.
Okay.
So, I did. Last week, when I texted him last time, he said that he didn't have a voice. He couldn't call me back because he didn't have a voice other than a whisper. And that he was not up for company, but he's like, well, I've been watching. He's been doing great work. Hold on just a second. Let me get it. I'm okay. Just hearing you say.
It's okay. Let's
hearing
let's...
you say. Hearing you say, you know, they pass the light makes it so real.
Yeah.
We knew he was really sick. We knew it was a devastating prognosis for him. It's going to be hard. I think it's going to go so quick. So I regret, because he was like saying so many nice things, even in text. He's like, let's just communicate your text right now. But I'm watching. You're doing a great job. Hope you like that you're getting so much work. You know, the usual makes me laugh. And I didn't get back to him. So even though we all knew he was really sick, I'm sure everyone like me who worked with him is having regrets. There's 75 years is how old he was.
Yeah.
He worked there 45 years. I worked with him 5 years. It wasn't enough. It wasn't enough time. He was just such a... He didn't have a smile that lit up a room. He had a smile that lit up your life. I think I'm like one of many people there who felt like he was one of your best friends. So he made everybody feel that way. So I'm sorry, Andy.
That's okay.
That's okay, Carol. Carol, that came through. That came through the TV. That's what made his gift so unique.
Yeah.
Is that if you didn't know Jim Vance, if you were watching from home, you felt like he cared. He cared like you cared. And he felt like a friend. That was one of his gifts.
Definitely. I think he felt, he just made you feel special. And I didn't expect it, you know, as much. Even when we were new, I felt like I was going to have to prove myself. And immediately, he made me feel comfortable instead of me feeling like I had to prove myself. And he loved, I felt like he was like the biggest ally for me, but I know I wasn't the only one. He made everybody feel like that. He was on your, he really was on your side. He was a one of a kind guy, the coolest guy I've ever met. I have an Instagram picture of him that on his 75th birthday, he had ridden his Harley into work. And he was putting on his Harley gloves with his like nice suit walking out of the station. I thought it was very funny. So, he was a guy you just wanted to be with. I would tell all my problems to him. He'd make you feel better. And I'm full of regret this morning because I felt like I didn't have enough time with him, you know? Yeah. Even a couple, what was it, last week, I think it was July 13th, the last time we texted. And I said, you know, I just wanted to talk to him. You know, you just want to have his voice in your head. And, he just always had the right thing to say. So I've missed him terribly these last few months, but we've been texting. So to hear you say it actually is true, you know, when you hit the news comes by, you're just still wrapping your head around it that you're not going to get to talk to him again.
You know,
anyway.
What also makes it so hard is that, I mean, Carol, you're in the TV business and in the media business generally, not just TV, newspapers, radio. It's rare you find a guy as big as Jim Vance is, as sincere and honest and as decent as he was. I mean, those are hard to come by in the business we do, because there's a lot of egos in this business.
Yep.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of mean people. He was neither of those.
So I would say he had no ego. It's surprising, because I would say, you know, it didn't matter if it was a waiter that was helping us, or if it was an associate producer, or if it was Doreen. He treated everybody the same. It was an amazing inspiration for all of us that worked with him to know he was a legend, but he didn't think it. He didn't want special treatment. It's funny, we had after he got sick, I set up a lunch with him, Doug Williams. They were great admirers of each other. Mm-hmm. And the news came down, and Tony Wiley of the Redskins and I were trying to get those two together. And Jim had to cancel, I think, the morning out, but the doctor had told him, you need to shut it down for a while. And we all knew it was going to be tough to ever make it happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, people like, you know, everybody wanted to spend some time with Vance before, you know, he got too sick. It just happened so quick. My mom passed away, lung cancer. I knew right away the diagnosis and what it meant. But it doesn't matter. It still feels like a car accident. You know, it still feels like it's such a shock. It still happens.
You hope he's going to recover. No question. Go ahead, Carol. I was just going to say that one of the things.
I just said I really thought I'd see him at work again.
Yeah, I know. I said to Tom, we were talking about this before you came on, that when you are in this position as an anchor, you live your life publicly. You accept that you are, everything you do is seen, and whatever happens in your personal life becomes public. And he had a couple of battles with cocaine that he overcame. And I think that added to the way people saw him, that he had his flaws, he had his problems, but was able to overcome them and come back and to put together, as we all know, a 45-year career in one place. Pretty darn remarkable.
Absolutely. I know everyone could relate to him. When I took him to his first Caps game, and I might reshare some video of him soon, but people there were rushing up to him because they just know he's the success story that we all can relate to. You know, somebody who showed, who had flaws, mm-hmm. who persevered, who, you know, didn't try to hide it, didn't try to pretend everything was great. But I would like you both to know, and anyone who's listening, that the last time I went to dinner with him, I was asking him about sacrifice and regret and, you know, what he had to go through. And he said, I wake up every morning now with a smile on my face. He's like, I know that there were times that I couldn't, but right now I wake up, I've never been so happy. And I'm glad that he got to a place where he felt that way internally, because externally, we all knew he was a joy, a light in the room.
Carol, I know this was tough for you. I really appreciate you coming on. And people can hear in your voice how you felt about him, and I know that everybody who worked with him felt the same.
It's how the city feels right now.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Carol. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. So there you go. Now, Carol worked with him relatively short time compared to some of the others. I mean, Doreen Gensler anchored with him for 30 years, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just one of those days where you feel almost like you lost a member of your family.
Even. Yeah, because we don't have that anymore in this business. In the media business, talent connecting with, and I use the word talent, I mean, people on the air, connecting with people who listen or watch, mm-hmm. that happens less and less these days.
Right.
It used to happen more. It happens less and less as management of all media companies see these people as interchangeable, mm-hmm. but they're not interchangeable.
No, they're not.
There's no one is going to replace Jim Vance. There will be people who will do that job, but to have that kind of connection again, I mean, that's not going to happen again because we don't build those same connections anymore.
And the media business has changed dramatically. When he was in his prime in the 80s, that's where you got your news. Yes. One of the three, four channels.
I moved to Washington area in 83. My introduction was Jim Vance and Channel 4.
Yeah. And Jim had done well prior to 1980. He'd already been in the air 7 or 8 years in town. But what really made that station was George Michael coming in, and it's not just George, but it's the way he was embraced by Vance and the chemistry that the two of them developed That's what helped to make. Now, they had other great people on the air as well. Bob Ryan did weather there for 30 years, and Doreen Gensler was a co-anchor for all those years, and they were your television family. But I think if George were around, he would tell you that a big part of his success was being embraced by Jim Vance.
And again, Jim Vance was big enough that he could have been a big timer.
Yep.
He wasn't.
No, he really was. As Carol said, you know, he was nice to right. everybody. And I remember the time that I interviewed him, I walked up to him on the sidelines during media day at the Super Bowl and introduced myself. And I had a nice, you know, 10-minute chat. And he was telling me about his days early with the Redskins. He was very close friends with Larry Brown, the great running back on the Redskins, and knew a number of the players. And as Carol said, he was a cool cat. You know, he rode a motorcycle.
Yeah,
he hung out. He hung out in places. He lived in D.C. He had a public life. But he was willing to share it with everybody. And it's just so sad to get hit with this news this morning that, you know, you were hoping. And I remember seeing him. It's not that long ago, maybe 2 or 3 months ago. He came on the 6 o'clock news with Leon Harris and Doreen Gensler and said to Leon, you know, don't get too comfortable in that seat because I'm coming back. And
right.
Unfortunately, he never did. But boy, what a loss for all of D.C. and all of the area today. As Jim Vance passed away at the age of 75. Get to Old School Andy next. 48 years ago today, the last baseball All-Star game in D.C. was scheduled and actually wasn't played that day. We'll get to that next. It's Poland and Libero, 106.7 The Fan.